St. Barnabas Broadcasting thanks you for listening to 97.7 The Rock Station.
Broadcasting from the Armstrong Studios. Armstrong. Armstrong.
It's a mass of raw energy.
Keeping you connected. This is WLER, Butler Cranberry, your rock station, 97.7. The Grassroots Show, Sunday nights at 7, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
Welcome to another edition of our Grassroots Show here tonight on The Rock Station, 97.7. Our show presented by Shady Lady Productions. We're excited to have you on board here tonight. We've got a lot to do in this show. We're going to be talking about an event at Big Rail Brewing coming up, the Ghost Town Music Festival. We're going to visit with a band tonight that's going to be a part of our Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival, the band Crossroads coming up, and how about a live from the Twisted Elk, because Utah was up in Erie, and you happened to bump into a band we just had in here called the Brotherhood of the Jam, and I think there might be some irony, quite possibly, if our memories are correct in saying we're having a band in the studio tonight that might have recorded that same location up in West Middlesex, but
we're not sure.
Loosely tied there. We got to go back and listen to our own podcast.
Exactly. I was trying to do some research here, and I'm like, I'm not 100% sure.
Yeah, but good evening, Utah, and busy weekend once again. Corey's Cruise happening, and as of right now, wrapping up the Moraine Regatta.
Yeah, and I stick with Corey's Cruise at the moment. That was a great turnout with everybody. What a beautiful day, too. I mean, that's everything. And well, that Kofi Anderson, man, he's an entertainer. I'll tell you what, I'd go see that guy in concert again. That was a lot of fun, you know. And Gary Burke III brought the show, and Thieves was there. And there's just, you know, the bike show, the car show, all the vendors. It was just a really good day. So hats off to everybody who helped make that happen.
I was out of town, but I did see somebody posting a reel of all the motorcycles, and wow, that was a lineup. That was pretty cool seeing them come out of the fairgrounds. So
yeah, and well, when they were coming back in, we were waiting to get the music started till after the bikes got back, and we had to wait a while for them to get all them in there and onto the track. So that was really neat. You know? And everything raised is just going back into the community. So that's just such an important reason to be a part of things like that, and not only to honor Corey, you know, and his legacy, but you know, just give back to your community. You come out and enjoy a full day of all of that for, I don't know, $20-25 or something, and know that it's just going back. So
yeah, and cool to see a community event like that where so many people were interested in spending some time. So, and I'm glad the weather played out too.
Oh yeah,
it's always very, very important. And same for the regatta. You know, we need good weather for the band jam. You know, all these events that are outdoors, you just don't, you know, you just never know. And I know people, you know, guard themselves on that, but a nice month of August weather would be conducive to a lot of different events. You know, Music for the Cure coming up, sessions at Blueberry Hill. So important, and important to get out and support these events, just like we've been talking.
Yeah, that's this coming weekend.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, so you got to go. Make sure you go check that out. I have a conflict, unfortunately, and cannot make it this year. But just because I'm not there doesn't mean you shouldn't be there. Steve puts on one hell of a show there.
He really does, and they'll be listed in the concert calendar coming up. But it's going to be some great acts out there. And Jennifer Lynn Baker going to be performing on the side stage too. And it's just a cool atmosphere, literally cool. Because even if it's a hot day, the way everything's so shaded, it's just an awesome setting up on the hill up there in Carn City. So check that out, Music for the Cure, and another event that is supporting a great entity that I know everybody knows somebody that's battled cancer along the way. So important to talk about that. And, of course, thank you as well. This is August 2nd. That means Friday was the wrap-up of the Grassy voting, and it was furious the entire month. The amount of people voting, it was awesome to see that. I saw the numbers, and we will share the winner. Well, if you come to the band jam, you'll find out just like everybody else.
That's what you got to do. You got to be at the band jam to find out. But, you know, for everybody who participated in the voting, and I mean, just took time. I mean, you've heard the artists. Amanda Noah even recently put out some videos about just what winning that award meant to her. Whenever I'm at Jazz's studio, it's sitting right there, and he's so proud of that thing. And it's so, you're doing a lot for these musicians by voting for that. So thank you for just taking the time to do it. And for, you know, Megan and Taylor for getting all that set up and making it so easy, too. I mean, it's just not a hard process to do.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, Amanda Noah putting that post up, I almost had tears in my eyes.
Oh, yeah.
You know, because cool. It's just what it meant, you know, to her. And I'm thinking, man, I'm thinking of the music and how fantastic that was and what it meant to me as a fan just listening. You know, that's pretty cool.
So. It really is. And I appreciate her doing that. She's still on my playlist that I play at shows when I'm out and throwing on. You know, I just do all local music, and Steady Love's right there. It kicks everything off. So,
and also, we're going to be spinning a band to Ingo Swann, but they had a pretty impressive show recently, huh?
Yeah, they were up at the House of Blues in Cleveland as part of a battle of the bands. And from what I understand, they took second place in that. So they were representing, I mean, I think there were bands from all over, not just Pennsylvania. They were representing Pennsylvania, actually, I believe. So
okay,
that was pretty cool. And they, you know, but they've been dropping new music. And then we just did a show with them here just Thursday at the 31 Sports Bar and Grill, which, mm-hmm. you know, we love playing with Ingo Swann. It's a, when we get together, it's a rock and roll show, you know, so we had a good time with that. And so hats off to them. They're just plowing along.
Well, and a past Grassy nominee. We just wrapped up the voting.
That's right. They were on the nominee list. So
who won? We could give it away right now. No.
You have to be at the Band Jam.
TheBandJam.com. Get your tickets and come experience Butler County at Cooper's Lake. How about that?
There you go.
Hey, another place you can experience not too far from where the Band Jam is located at Cooper's Lake. Bill Smith from Big Rail Brewing has been doing some incredible stuff out there. In fact, just had friends go out there last weekend for the first time. As Bill Toms was up there, and they were like, we want to go see Bill Toms. And I was telling them about it. When you go in, this is how you go in, and then just work your way to the back as you're going to see this beautiful setting. Well, lo and behold, about 3 hours later, I got a text. Holy cow, Bob, you were right. So they got to experience it. But let's join on the grassroots hotline here tonight. Bill from Big Rail Brewing, and talk about another great event coming up. The Ghost Town Music Festival is coming to Big Rail Brewing. And Bill, I was just leading in, talking about some friends that made their debut at your location this past weekend. You had Bill Toms in, and I told them, you know, how to go, where to go, and how to get there. And next thing you know, it was around 7 o'clock, I think, I got a text. They were like, well, this place is fantastic. I said, I told you. But Bill, even people still discovering you today, and it's good to have you on our show again here tonight.
Hey, thanks to be back. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. Yeah, this coming weekend, you're doing an event called the Ghost Town Music Festival. Give us a little detail of that.
Well, Ghost Town started as an idea from Tyler Smilo. Smilo and the Ghost, they're a band out of Erie. And Tyler said that he wanted to do a very carefully curated festival that was just kind of, you know, very handpicked artists, and didn't really seem to matter where they were from or what they were doing. But it just, we wanted to get folks that really kind of encompassed what we were doing. And it's a very small, very kind of intimate festival. There's only 550 tickets available. And we have people coming from, or not people, we have bands coming from Kentucky and Nashville and all over the East Coast at this point. And this is a great lineup. This is the second year we've done it. And I keep thinking it's hard to believe that we have all these bands at this place and time for so few people to see. But it's a fantastic lineup this year.
So what you're saying, Bill, it's important to get your tickets. You have to get them pre-sale then?
Yeah, we still have some pre-sale. And then you'll have to watch the website and social media because as we hit a sellout, it'll be it would be posted on the website and social media and all that. Day of, if we still have tickets, they will be a bit more money. So if you want them, you got to go get pre-sale now because it's cheaper to get in.
Well, and you get a guaranteed ticket if you buy it now. So there's your warning, folks. Get your ticket now.
That's correct.
And I understand, too, you also have a VIP experience portion of that. Are there tickets for that available? Because I understand there's a VIP beer that you want to get in on.
Yeah, there's very few of those left. I think there are a couple. I actually just made a special American Pale Ale that'll be ready just in time. And it'll be in a 22-ounce bomber size. And then we'll have that on draft, too, for folks to try out.
Oh, good stuff. So what's the timing on this? This is all next Saturday taking place one day, Bill?
It's all one day. Yes. Saturday, August 8th. Tickets are available on our website at BigRailBrewing.com.
And what time do you get things underway? When can people come out?
I believe the gates are at 10 for VIP and 11 for general public, and then music begins at noon and goes till pretty late.
All right, and you'll have a food truck or two going to be coming out for the event again?
Yeah, we have two food trucks, and we also have a handful of vendors. We actually have a guy from Columbus area, and he does like tintype photography, so it's like that really old fashioned, you know, you can't have any light, and it's like a black room type of a develop for the photograph. So we have some cool stuff coming.
Well, it sounds like a fun atmosphere, and you have such a great facility out for this type of an event. And it is rain or shine, but we're hoping for lots of sunshine for the month of August. We've already pre-ordered that for the entire month, so it better.
All set.
All set.
I hope we get that.
Yeah. Well, Bill, we'll play some Smilo and the Ghost then for you here tonight because they're one of the key instruments to that with Big Rail Brewing Company. Bill Smith from Big Rail. Again, Saturday, August 8th. The Ghost Town Music Festival. You said you're number two for this, Bill. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, we appreciate the preview here tonight, and keep up the great work out at Big Rail. We appreciate you supporting the local music scene as much as you're doing.
Well, I appreciate you. Thanks, guys.
Smilo and the Ghost, followed by Ingo Swann here tonight.
Brand new.
A brand new song called Sinking, by the way. And Twang and Fire will spin for Smilo and the Ghost. And then we're going to visit with the band Crossroads. It's all part of the Grassroots Show here tonight, presented by Shady Lady Productions on the Rock Station 97.7. This opening segment brought to you by the Meat Locker Recording Studio in Butler, who will be providing another recording, mix, mastered, the whole deal for the award-winning Grassy Award winner for 2026. And you won't find out about that until you attend the band jam.
Well, I'm tired of waking up inside the bottle. Oh, I pissed away my dreams again last night. I can't keep going on full throttle, 'cause out of sight's no longer out of mind. And now home.
truncated this version of a desecrated fairy tale, quicksand sidewalk, backdraft adult talk never stops. The weight is tiring.
The Meat Locker Recording Studio in Butler is the area's number one recording studio. When you work with the engineers at the Meat Locker, your next song, album, EP, or demo will be of the best quality anywhere. Use their great-sounding live room, vocal booth, and new 24x24 drum room. They'll mix it together with the industry-leading program Pro Tools. Plus, if you need musicians, they have the talent you need. The Meat Locker Recording Studio. With your talent, they'll make your music rock. Call 724-283-4529 or visit meatlockerrecording.com.
Cummings Candy and Coffee is now serving traditional bubble teas and summertime boba drinks at their Main Street location. Stop in and try the Tiger Milk Tea with homemade brown sugar syrup and chewy tapioca pearls, or choose the refreshing Butterfly Berry Blend made with strawberry lemonade, layered with butterfly pea tea over strawberry and blueberry popping boba. And while you're there, fuel up with a delicious breakfast burrito, bagel, or fresh baked pastry. You won't be disappointed. Cummings Candy and Coffee House, Butler's oldest family-run business.
The Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival, presented by Experience Butler County, returns to Cooper's Lake Campground in Slippery Rock August 20th through 23rd with 3 days of incredible live local music, a full family fun music-based experience with camping as an option. Enjoy the various vendors and charity bash beer tent. Tickets available at thebandjam.com. 17 and under are free. Highlighting some of the finest musicians in the local tri-state area, thebandjam.com.
Now, back to the Grassroots Show, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
We welcome you back to our Grassroots Show here tonight. Appreciate everybody tuning in. Local music on The Rock Station, 97.7, presented by Shady Lady Productions. And this segment being brought to you by Cummings Candy and Coffee Service. And there are four locations to serve you. And, of course, they are serving up every Friday, still leading up to the Band Jam, our center stage opportunity, where we sit down and chat about the bands that are going to be seen and heard And, well, we just a week ago gave you a little sample of the band we'll be visiting with here tonight. But we'll talk more about that in just a moment. But Cummings Candy and Coffee, you know, they now have wholesale opportunities. If you're a business out there, you can add Cummings Coffee to your location by the bag or by the cup. You can choose from their Main Street Roast, El Salvadorian Roast, Ugandan Roast, or their custom blend coffees. And don't forget as well, the Old Totalis location has partnered up with Cummings to present traditional bubble teas and boba drinks at the Main Street downtown location. And I have had that when Totalis was in operation, and they're going to be doing a food truck thing now, but Cummings now has it. And Barry gave us a little sample of that one day to try, and it is fantastic stuff.
Now, is the rumble back in the studio by any chance? I thought I saw a picture from Jim in the meat locker that, I don't know, may have led me to believe they might possibly be recording again.
Yeah, well, according to that inference.
Dave Zachary, yeah, getting ready to wrap up the Rumble LP.
Yeah.
This was just the other day.
So. How about that? Yeah. Must be.
Past Grassy Award-winning man.
That's right. That's right. So, the Rumble. Well, and Cummings Candy and Coffee. I love my Main Street Roast. Start my day with it. Can't. Go through the Rock Station 97.7 without it, and hope you can too. So,
and I guess we should pass this word of wisdom on from Dave. He says, "Don't eat wool."
What that? I don't know what that meant.
I know.
Dave, the appliance man.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, yeah. Hey, Crossroads. We just previewed them on Center Stage a little over a week ago, and they're in the studio with us tonight. At least two of the members of the band. We want to welcome Don Bevan to the show. Don, welcome.
Hey, how you doing?
We're doing good. There's that voice. Must be the lead vocalist, huh?
That'd be me.
And Jason Goddard, bass player. Jason?
Hey, guys. Thanks for having us today.
Yeah. And you guys are from the Grove City area. Is that right?
Well, I live in Grove City.
Okay.
I moved from Texas. But, yeah, we live in Grove City for the last 20 years. Jason's up in...
I'm up in Franklin area.
Oh, yeah.
We're just kind of western PA.
Yeah. Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah, we got a few different members, but Mercer... Grove City, Franklin area.
Okay. So just a little north of I-80 from our location here in the studio.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Well, Don, you got an interesting story. Let's start with you because we like to find out about the musicians and who they are. And we had a young lady, actually, you guys are going to be at Band Jam, and we had a young lady on this past year that's also going to be at Band Jam, and Kate Dunn, and she told us how much of a late bloomer she was into the music scene and got involved maybe 5 years ago. And lo and behold, it sounds like that might be a bit of your story, huh?
Yeah, that's kind of it, man. Really, I got into it about 5 years ago when I met Jason, really. Always been, I love music, Toured with a band back in the early 80s out of El Paso, Texas. Jagged Edge was the name of the band. We toured 17 states, man, but I was just a road hand, you know, just handled business, man, and, you know, took care of lights, man. And if there was any kind of fisticuffs, man, I was kind of part of that, man, which is a very cool job, man. But, you know, then like a typical band kind of broke up, man, had some stuff going on. I was getting a little bit old, man. There was some... little bit of drugs and stuff, and I needed to step away, man.
Okay.
So I moved up to Pennsylvania, and that's where I met my wife, Jody, and we've been together for 36 years now.
Oh, congrats, man.
But about 5 years
ago. Jody's the manager, by the way.
She's the manager. Right?
She's cracking the whip behind us.
Man, she's been doing that to me for a long time.
I just seen her give him a look.
Dude, it's legit, man.
I sat straight up in my chair.
She does do a great job to make sure everything works.
Yeah, she's pretty cool, man. But, so, you know, I just started. I was downstairs, as a matter of fact, in my little game room man cave, and I was singing one day karaoke in downstairs, and my wife came downstairs and she goes, "Is that you singing?" And I really didn't know how to answer that bad boy, man. I was you know, and she goes, "Man, we need to take you out to karaoke." So I was, wow. I said, "Okay, cool, man." So we went to a place called the it was up. No, but I can't think of the name of the place, man. But it was up in Jackson Center.
Okay.
And went in there, man, and it was a karaoke night. And then I was so nervous, man. And, and I did a Jason Aldean tune.
Okay.
Dirt to Dust, I believe it was.
Yeah.
And I knocked that out, man. And the guy that runs the karaoke goes, "What band are you in?" I go, "Band, bro." And I'm, I'm freaking out right now.
Yeah.
Man. So I kind of felt, you know, okay, this might be something, man. And then, like I said, I met Jason, man, through a pool night.
Okay.
And he said he played bass. And then me and him just started doing it. So 5 years I've been playing music now.
Wow.
Started playing guitar probably about a little bit 6 years maybe, fiddling with it.
Yeah.
But yeah, all this stuff is brand new to me, man. I mean, when we see other bands, I ask all kinds of questions all the time because I really don't even know too much about the behind scenes, setting stuff up and, you know, all that. I'm new to this stuff. I just grab a mic, dude, and holler into that thing, man, and have a little bit of fun.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what. I've seen you guys live, and I'm really anxious to have you at the Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival because you put on a great show.
Thank you.
Well, Jason, a little of your story. I understand you've been maybe playing music a little bit longer than...
I'm 46. I started when I was about 17. My stepdad taught me how to play bass. We had a small family band in the area, Beaver County area. And then moved on to playing in other local bands in Beaver County. And we did pretty well. But then I got injured when I was about 26, and I had 10 surgeries on my right leg. I was out of work for 5 years. And so during that time, I didn't really play. And then it was about 12 years after my injury that I actually started playing again. And it was right about the same time that I met Don. And I was like, yeah, I just picked it up last week again. It's been a while, but yeah, it's kind of like riding a bike a little bit. And just get your fingers moving. And it's been a lot of fun. But yeah, music's just always been a big part of my life because either my stepdad or my biological father, they were both very good musicians. And I started roadieing when I was 14, learning how to do sound and lights.
Okay.
I would help out with festivals down in Beaver County area. And it was just always kind of there. So that 12-year hiatus was, eating at me a little bit. I needed to get back to who I was as a person.
Mm-hmm.
And so Don's given me that opportunity. And I've actually done a very good job in our local area. And so it's been a very good experience. That's for sure.
That's cool. A little chance meeting, but working out in the end.
Yeah, I love him, man. He holds me down, man. Without a doubt. I always look over to him. Like when we're playing, I get lost a little bit. Again, still new. I'm 63 year old dude, man. I'm just kind of running around going, what's going on, man? But I get kind of lost. I look over and I find him, dude, and go, okay, now. And then he pulls me right back in.
So. That's cool. Yeah. Who else do you have in the band with you?
Our drummer is Wally Fedor. He writes a lot of our music as well.
Okay.
Invisible, we're going to do tonight. He wrote that one. And Dustin Bones, he wrote that one as well.
Okay.
Ex-military guy, serious cat. Yeah, but real fun to play with, man. He's a really, really, really good drummer. He's our third drummer. Went through a couple drummers in the process of figuring out who we were.
Mm-hmm.
We are definitely a rock band for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, rock and country, man. But yeah. And on lead guitar, man, we call him Tommy Pro, man, but it's Tommy Press.
Pernesti. Yeah, I know some of the Pernestis.
There you go. Thank you, man. I just call him Tommy Pro. He's been playing for a long time. Man.
Okay.
Yeah, really good lead guitar player. And on rhythm now, we got Ryan. Now, but Ryan's stepping away right now for a minute. He got some personal stuff going on.
Okay.
So we're, right now it's more of a four-piece.
Okay.
But we're looking at some other options, man.
Yeah.
Right now. But just kind of new stuff going on, man. As you know how the band business goes, man, and life.
Evolution.
Sure. Yeah.
We started off with two, and, we've gone through a couple of people here and there. And, but as long as the core is there.
Yeah.
Got to find the right groove, man, right people, man.
Sure.
It's all about a band, what I mean? We're digging it.
Tell me about the name Crossroads, where you came up with that.
Dude, but we were down in my basement, down in the man cave, man, and actually my wife, man, she set it up. We were sitting around thinking names. She goes, Crossroads. we're all looking around going, well, that's cool, man. Yeah, because everybody, it's kind of like everybody's going through different parts of their life, I mean? We're all kind of in that. So it kind of stuck. That's where we were, man. Let's start off with two people at Crossroads.
Yeah.
And instead of having an S at the end of Rhodes, it's two Z's.
I like that.
Kind of pulls in the long goatee.
Yeah, gotcha. But it's cool. It's catchy. I mean, it kind of jumps out at you.
Yeah. It's pretty cool, man. We dig it.
It's Don and Jason, two of the members of Crossroads. Tell us about the song Family. We're going to get into some of your material here as we continue our discussion.
I wrote Family. That's just a song, man. When I was raised up, man, I didn't have a really good childhood. You know, my family was really not behind me, man. I actually left home when I was 16 years old. I just couldn't hang, man. We weren't. It's better I book, man, so okay. I got out of there. But, you know, it's you always got to have family, man. So, it can, you know, with my wife's family, man, it's – and that's just about family. That's what all it is really about, man. Yeah. It's kind of having them – you always got to help your family, man, always, even though regardless of what they did to you.
Well, let's give it a listen. It's Family. Crossroads here tonight. We've got Don and Jason and Manager Jody in the house. It's the Grassroots Show presented by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
My bed ain't no love when a light cracks. Echoes scream, but the walls don't care. Here I was left in the dirt to bleed. Told myself no one but me. Can't give up on family. Telling you my gave up on me. Blood ain't thicker than the stars you see, but I can't give up on family. Glass on the river still took the light and nothing left. Two burns hotter than a whiskey fire. I was tossed like a worn out shoe, but my heart beats black and blue. I can't give up on family. Whisper, one rose scream, choking on dust, drowning in dreams.
Cummings Candy and Coffee is now serving traditional bubble teas and summertime boba drinks at their Main Street location. Stop in and try the Tiger Milk Tea with homemade brown sugar syrup and chewy tapioca pearls, or choose the refreshing Butterfly Berry Blend made with strawberry lemonade, layered with butterfly pea tea over strawberry and blueberry popping boba. And while you're there, fuel up with a delicious breakfast burrito, bagel, or fresh baked pastry. You won't be disappointed. Cummings Candy and Coffee House, Butler's oldest family-run business.
Music scene artists, venues, fans, and more. This is Utah here, and I want to tell you about a great one-stop resource for all your local music needs, buildthescene.com. Created and operated by longtime local music scene contributor Bill Damiano. From websites to podcasts, graphic design and photography, and electronic press kits, Build the Scene can help get you the attention you need. A comprehensive musician and venue directory, as well as online radio streaming, helps even the casual fan learn about new music and venues in our area. Build the Scene is just about that, building the scene, and what a scene we have. Visit www.buildthescene.com for more information.
Now, back to the Grassroots Show, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on the Rock Station, 97.7.
You're listening to the Grassroots Show, presented by Shady Lady Productions right here on the Rock Station, 97.7. Every Sunday night at 7 o'clock. Don't forget streaming as well, 977rocks.com, and you can pull up the archived shows as well at 977rocks.com. Encourage you to do that. And next 3 weeks coming up, we are going to be previewing each and every act that's going to be at the Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival presented by Experience Butler County, August 20th through 22nd, Cooper's Lake Campground, and one of those bands... Crossroads. And we are with Don Bevan and Jason Goddard and Don's wife Jody, the manager, cracking the whip behind, making sure we're all doing things the right way here tonight. But it's good to have you guys on board. We want to thank as well Build the Scene and Bill Damiano, who has been covering music in Western Pennsylvania and the AK Valley and more, and is part of Music from the 412, but his Pennsylvania Rock Show. And Build the Scene, man, he's been doing that for what, 25 years now, it seems like?
Or, yeah, at least.
Give or take a plus or minus two?
Yeah.
Something like
kind
that.
Kind of like our show.
Yeah. But Don and Jason with us, Crossroads. We just heard a tune after your song Family called Dust and Bones. And is that the title track to the latest album?
Yes, it is. Title track to our first album, absolutely.
And Jason, you said that you wrote that song? Or
no, actually our drummer.
Your drummer did.
Wally, yeah.
Wally the drummer did. Mm-hmm. Give us a little background in that song, Dust and Bones.
Well, it's just about going through life and never catching a break, and just keep trying and finding the little crossroads that do happen. We've got a little video on our website. Website is www.crossroads.com. So roads is spelled roadzz.com. It's just about pushing through, trying to get your way through life. And, even though it's not always the easiest, you just got to keep going.
And not always that we hear the drummers are writing songs. I mean, obviously Rush comes to mind, but, obviously Wally has some ability that he brings to the table with you guys.
And he's wrote on this album. He did three on this album. And we've already got seven songs for the next album we're working on right now. And he's wrote three of that one, I believe, maybe four.
Okay.
I wrote two. Jody's wrote a song, man, for the first one. I think she's got a song. She wrote another one on for the second one. Yeah. Cool. So, Wally writes a lot of, he's really, again, he's a deep cat, man. He really, really is, man. And, with the ex-military guy, man.
Okay.
And I'm an ex-military as well. He was Navy. He was in the Army, but he was over in Afghanistan and stuff. We'll talk about that when we get into the Invisible Tune, man.
Okay.
But he's very, very in depth, man. So he writes some really cool stuff.
Yeah. So how does the writing come for you guys as a band? How do you bring it all together? Somebody brings an idea and then you guys start jamming a melody. How's it work?
Well, whenever mine's a little different. So again, a new guitar player, really rudimental, man. I know like cowboy chords, bro. I'll sit at home, man, and I write down the lyrics, man. Then I just start playing along with it. And again, easy stuff. Then I take it to practice. Typically, it's me and Jason, and Jason starts whipping up some stuff. Then we all bring it together. That's how my stuff kind of works. With Wally, he kind of has everything kind of going. They kind of talk, and then it's kind of reversed. if that makes sense, how I'm trying to say that.
Yeah.
So it all happens down in the man cave, down in our band room.
Okay.
Really, man.
So you guys practice at your place?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
So for us, it's about doing the lyrics first. I know sometimes you come up with the melody first, but most of the time we'll do the lyrics, get that stuff all organized first, how it's going to lay out, verse, chorus, if we have a bridge or something like that, just get the structure together, and then work on the instrumentation after that.
Where did you record this latest album?
A place called Mine Rocket Studio, run by a guy named Josh Roman. Super awesome. Fantastic.
Awesome cat. Awesome dude.
Great experience.
Easy.
And if anybody's out there looking to record, he'll save you money because he knows what he's doing and he gets it done very quickly.
Yeah.
He's good at his job.
Then. Yeah. He made my experience real, real, real cool. Like I said, man, earlier, man, it's just I was real, real nervous. Again, new to this stuff. An old man going to the studio, man. I'm like, dude, I have no idea what I'm doing. He told me, just chill out, man. You're going to be fine, man. And he walked me through that thing. And really, the vocals on this album, man, I think we only had to do, there was like, 3 retakes on some little stuff, and I just goes to sit over here, and he put me in this little corner, dude. I felt like I was, you know, the dunce in the corner, man, and you know, put the headphones on, man, and sang, dude, and it was really, really, really easy, man.
Your first experience in a studio?
Absolutely.
Like that?
I'd never been in no studio. Yeah. I had no clue what was going on, man. I was really, really kind of, you know, I was in awe. Thank you, babe. Yeah, just kind of tripping out.
Yeah, sure.
You know, and the guys were doing a real good job. I was hoping I wouldn't mess the whole thing up.
Yeah. Jason, had you been in a studio before?
Yeah. One of my bands, it's called Mindset, and we put out an all original album. Stuff still out on YouTube, but that's been 20 years now.
So Utah and I were chatting off air in between because we were kind of previewing what we were going to chat about. And we think we just visited with somebody that recorded up there in West Middlesex area, right?
Yeah. Absolutely, yes.
Yeah, so pretty cool stuff. So
yeah,
and that's important. I mean, especially, you know, that becomes a big part of the band, having a good producer and you know, that person that's going to lead that direction and really help you tie everything together.
Yeah, he was real good at that.
Yeah. So do you guys, where do you play? Where can people find you? Do you kind of bounce around the region?
Yeah, we play a lot right now up in Franklin, Oil City, Mercer, coming down to Butler a little bit. We're trying to get up into Erie and over into Ohio right now. That's Jody's job.
Okay. Yeah.
she's handling that right now. Absolutely. Yeah.
Well, I told the story, and Utah will remember this because of the 11th Frame shows that he's been producing, and we happened to bump into a couple from Bedford. They had saw you guys play up in Hazen, and they come up and rented a room here in the Butler area to see you guys again. And I thought, well, there's a way to experience Butler County and tie in tourism. The Crossroads Band. How about that?
Yeah.
So we're hoping we're going to see them at the band jam.
Absolutely, man. Jody will get a hold of them. We'll get them on out, man. Yeah, they followed us, man. They actually came out. We did some stuff for the Flying Wheels Motorcycle Club.
Okay.
You know, we go out there and play a few times a year, man. Really, really good people, man. And they actually came out and brought their camper to their little thing this summer, man. And they came in and partied up, had a good time, crashed out there, man.
Yeah,
that's a good couple right there, man.
We've had some friends from West Virginia, East Palestine, Youngstown area come check us out.
Yeah.
We have fun, man. There's no doubt. We're playing.
Oh, yeah.
We have fun, man. It's all about fun.
I can attest to that. You guys definitely put on a fun show. And
appreciate that. Keep
the crowd engaged. You've got a good vision.
Amen. We like to bring the party. So I look at it as you did whatever you did all week long, whether it was work or took care of something. If you're coming out to see us, you might not be spending a lot of money for tickets. Yeah, we might be buying drinks or food or something like that. You get a cheap date night out or just a night out watching people that are trying to entertain you, because we want to make sure you're having a good time, because we're having a good time.
Blast.
Everybody tells us on after we get off stage, it looks like you guys are just having a party up there. Because we are having a party, we want you to be part of the party, yeah, too.
Well, we always say that local music is the best value for your entertainment dollar. So
amen.
Why people agreed. Don't take, you know, more advantage of that, I don't right. understand. But
yeah.
We're doing our part here, trying to.
Well, that's right.
We doing a good job, man. Doing a great job. Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, and it is fun to see those allegiances. You know, people latch on to you, and you know, people respect the people that do respect the local music scene, and they love to see that, and they want to see musicians creating or people creating. You know, that's fun, and you get that following, which is really cool to hear that you guys have that.
Yeah, you kind of feel like you grow. They grow with you. You know,
yeah,
what I mean, it's kind of everything grows together, man, which is mm-hmm. a cool feeling. Man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you said you're writing new stuff. Obviously, oh, yeah, Dust already. And Grace is the latest album. Yeah. Is that becoming an easier process for you, being kind of younger now that you got your feet wet in a studio?
Younger.
Does that make it easier?
63. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah. I mean, it's the process, man, is not so overwhelming for me anymore. You know, I just grab my guitar, man, go downstairs, man, and get something in my head, man. I kind of write some stuff down. And it doesn't happen like in 2 minutes. You know what I mean? I might write something down and I'll go down. I'm retired. I'll sit around, man, you know, play a little bit, and then a little bit later on, come back in a day or two, man, and write some more stuff to it. Right.
Yeah.
You know, so I guess there's no really rhyme or reason to it.
Yeah.
Just it is what it is. Yeah. Right? The way I do it. Now, I'm not sure how Wally does it. You know what I mean? But that's the way I do it.
I mean, all the songs are about real life experience.
Wally, you know, for sure.
Yeah. And some of them that might be small instances where other songs, like where family is talking about, hey, people weren't taking care of me, but I'm going to take care of mine. You know, so now we're looking at, you know, longevity or a time span of not just one certain feeling, but, you know, a whole collective of a life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Live While You Can is another song on our album, and, you know, talks about the exact same type of thing. And Jody actually wrote that song.
Yeah, she wrote that one.
And we've only got so much time on this earth. Let's go ahead and make the best of it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And have a good time while
we're doing it. Have fun. Have fun doing it, man. Absolutely. Have fun doing it.
Dust and Bones is the name of the album. Crossroads. You're going to get a chance to see them at the Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival. And again, Jason, give the website again where people can follow. You have a Facebook page too.
It's www.crossroads.com. So Crossroads is spelled CrossRoadz. And that's how you can find us. If you're on the website, we're also on Facebook.
The website will take you there.
Will take you there. Our music is on Apple Music, Spotify, all the streaming platforms, and we're going to be at the Grassroots Music Festival.
That's
too,
right.
So you got to come out to that.
That's
man.
Absolutely.
Definitely got to come out to that, man.
Tell us about the song Invisible. You said Wally wrote this, and you said it's a pretty deep song.
That's a real deep song, man. Wally kind of keeps himself about what went on over there, man, but he's opened up a little bit to us about it. It's pretty heavy stuff. I mean, so I wouldn't imagine he said it to a lot of people, man, but stories are pretty heavy. Afghanistan.
Yeah.
Baghdad, all that stuff. So the song Invisible, man, and again, I'm a military man, but I was Navy, man. I float around in a ship, dude. I didn't have nothing, no experience like he did. Peacetime back in the 80s when I was in it. But this song is about going over and seeing the stuff that you do see, you know, and then you come back, and people always say, you know, thank you for your service, man. And really what he just wants to be invisible. He just don't even want to think about what happened over there. So that's kind of what this song's about, okay. Invisible. Really heavy song, man. It's a really cool song, man. Kind of dig it, man. It's a real good song.
Yeah, if you listen to the lyrics, I mean, it actually spells it out, you know, wanting people to see me for the person that I was before these things happened and the scars that I have. I don't want you to see me for that. I want you to see me for the person that I truly am and not the person that this stuff made me be.
Yeah, and I would hope that's therapy for him, because I know talking to a lot of military people that have gone through experiences, even years ago, you know, that's not easy for them. And they don't want to go back there a lot of times.
That was the hardest song for me to do in the studio.
Yeah.
That was a real hard song for me to sing, man. Just, well, number one, I didn't want to mess it up for Wally.
Sure.
That was the emotion.
Dude, I really, really, you know, and I'm not sure, man. I don't know, man. It's, the more we play it, man, I feel like I sing it much better. The more I'm getting experience with the song. But in the studio, I thought I did okay, man.
Yeah, sounds good.
It was all right. Man. But, you know, really just for Wally, that was the hardest song for me to do in the studio.
Yeah.
Without a doubt.
And then a song we've played. In fact, when we did a band jam preview, center stage with you guys, we played Wheels Keep Turning. Talk to us about that song.
That's the second song I ever wrote in my life, man. That one is about being in the band, like I told you back in the 80s, man. And then going through the stuff I was going through, man, and had to leave that, man. Got on a Greyhound bus, man, and went up to Pennsylvania. So I got to Pennsylvania. My uncle was a police chief, I believe a police chief in Gannett, Pennsylvania.
Okay.
So I figured to get myself clean, I'd live with a police officer, man, get myself squared away a little bit, man. Well, my wife was their babysitter. So I you got there and I met my wife, man, and you know, that's kind of how that happens. That's what wheels keep turning, man. It's the life, just kind of going through life, man, and just handling business, man.
Good stuff.
That's what that one's about. Yeah,
well, some cool stories, man. We appreciate you sharing those with us.
Yeah, it's an old man.
Don Bevan, Jason Goddard, two of the members of Crossroads, manager Jody here as well, and you're going to get a chance to see them coming up. Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival. Make sure you're there.
Be there.
And guys, we'll listen to Invisible and Wheels Keep Turning, and we appreciate you sharing your story with us tonight.
Thank you very much, man. We do appreciate it.
They are Crossroads. They're going to be at the Band Jam, and this is them right now on the Grassroots Show, presented by Shady Lady Productions on the Rock Station 97.7.
You could see me for who I used to be, not the thing that I became, in a place I can't explain. Riding something on a black hole, spinning from the side. Now I'm just riding shotgun while my brother drives. And it made me wonder, am I still alive?
backed up that beat up van. Chased the sun across the land. Played for a beer and a couple of bucks. Running off fumes and nothing but bad luck. But the wheel keep on turning. Road runs wide with you by my side. Highway led to a darker place. Found that white powder's cool embrace. Lost myself in a lonely maze. Trying to outrun that music's lane. But the wheel keep on turning. Road runs wide on that Greyhound bus. All my stuff in a double bag.
Music scene artists, venues, fans, and more. This is Utah here, and I want to tell you about a great one-stop resource for all your local music needs, buildthescene.com. Created and operated by longtime local music scene contributor Bill Damiano. From websites to podcasts, graphic design and photography, and electronic press kits, Build the Scene can help get you the attention you need. A comprehensive musician and venue directory, as well as online radio streaming, helps even the casual fan learn about new music and venues in our area. Build the Scene is just about that, building the scene, and what a scene we have. Visit www.buildthescene.com for more information.
Time now for the Grassroots Concert Calendar on the Rock Station 97.7.
On the General Concert Calendar, 2B's Acoustic are headed to Warrendale and the Generosa Cafe and Bistro. Friday, August 7th from 6:30 to 9:30. That's located on Warrendale Village Drive in Warrendale. And then Saturday the 8th, they'll be at the Butler Helltown Tap Room from 7 to 10. That's Fairway Lane in Penn Township. The 8th Annual Music for the Cure. Coming to the sessions at Blueberry Hill, 124 Maple Road in Carn City. Saturday, August 8th from 1 to 11, featuring the Bluebirds and Dinner Bell Road, along with guests Highway Moon and Back East, along with Heyday and Those Guys, and special acoustic performances by Jennifer Lynn Baker. Check out their Facebook page for tickets. You can get them pre-sale or at the gate. Don't miss out on the Iron City Riverfront Throwdown Country Music Festival along the Allegheny River at Pittsburgh Brewing, featuring Chris Higby, Josie Sal, Joe Patrick, and Four on the Floor and more. Also, Saturday, August 8th. And mark your calendar, Corbry Woodstock in Gibsonia, Sunday, September 6th. Google it up, Corbry Woodstock. And on the Shady Lady Concert Calendar, of course, the Rock Done Right Tour features the Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival coming up quick later this month. Cooper's Lake Campground will be the place to be. August 20th through 22nd. On the Shady Lady Concert Calendar, Thursday is a Thirsty Thursday acoustic night this week, August 6th, at the Liberty Corner Tavern at 7:30, featuring Richard Skinnard in Freeport. And Saturday, August 8th, the House Concert Series at the Field House in Cabot will feature the Z-Town Band from 7 to 10. The Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival, presented by Experience Butler County, returns to Cooper's Lake Campground in Slippery Rock, August 20th through 23rd, with 3 days of incredible live local music, a full family fun music-based experience with camping as an option. Enjoy the various vendors and charity bash beer tent. Tickets available at thebandjam.com. 17 and under are free. Highlighting some of the finest musicians in the local tri-state area, thebandjam.com. The Meat Locker Recording Studio in Butler is the area's number one recording studio. When you work with the engineers at the Meat Locker, your next song, album, EP, or demo will be of the best quality anywhere. Use their great-sounding live room, vocal booth, and new 24x24 drum room. They'll mix it together with the industry-leading program Pro Tools. Plus, if you need musicians, they have the talent you need. The Meat Locker Recording Studio. With your talent, they'll make your music rock. Call 724-283-4529 or visit meatlockerrecording.com.
Now, back to the Grassroots Show, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on the Rock Station 97.7.
We welcome you back to our Grassroots Show final segment here tonight on a packed house of fun. Big Rail Brewing, Bill Smith, talking to us about the upcoming, very fun-looking Ghost Town Music Festival he's having next weekend. The band Crossroads and some of their new material, you're going to get to see them at the Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival later this month, presented by Experience Butler County. Make sure you get your tickets. Very easy. TheBandJam.com. If you're 17 and under, tell your mom and dad you're bringing the whole family, because 17 and under get in free. Mom and dad just have to buy the ticket and then drive you out there. So
the Band Jam is where you'll also learn who the winner is of this year's Grassy Music Award. So there you go. We'll have to you'll have to be there to find out. And yeah, because voting just wrapped up on Friday. Again, thanks to everybody who did that. Overwhelming response from everybody, and that just that lets Bob and I and everybody here at the station know that you are listening. Thank you.
Absolutely. Yeah, and you're supporting local music, which we love just as much. And it was fast and furious right out of the gate from the day we introduced the voting, which was that Wednesday, July 1st. The voting was strong, and by Friday, it was interesting to see some of those that were rising to the top. And then that voting just continued to be positive the entire month. It was amazing to see the amount of votes that were coming in. And so thank you. People were really engaged this year.
We've noticed this over the years. You can't let off the pedal. The minute the grassy starts, you cannot let, because we've seen people getting overtaken.
Yeah.
Come out strong, but then them bands that are just consistent with it.
Yeah.
You know, and then of course there's always a couple that just don't seem to care too much about it. But whatever. Your song made the list and hopefully you feel good about that. But great responses.
Absolutely. And you're going to get to see some of those bands at the Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival. So there's a pretty good opportunity that the streak, which has only happened one time, to be given out at the Band Jam. And that was because it was COVID year. And that was the year the band that's going to headline Saturday night, Juvenile Characteristics, was the winner. So Utah and I had to go chase them down, and I had some fun stuff visiting with them and popping that up on them.
Oh, yeah. Seven artists
are seven
performing
of the
at the Band Jam this year. Yeah. Wow.
How did that work out? Huh? Pretty cool. Good stuff.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. And, coming up as well, we're going to have an opportunity to visit. Utah was live on location at the Twisted Elk and had an opportunity to visit with Brotherhood of the Jam. We'll have that coming up. But we want to spin surrounding our visit with Brotherhood of the Jam that Utah did, some Iron Brigade, and give them a shout-out, a huge shout-out, as a matter of fact. They're heading to Germany to play the Headbangers Open Air Festival next year, and they're going to be up with some real cool bands like Prong and more, but they want a competition to go. You know, Dan Butch, who is their front man, of course, part of,
Stage of Dreams,
and I guess they just did another one of their opera shows, but they were close to getting to the Wacken Festival previously.
Yeah, very close.
Yeah.
Very close.
So a dream come true here for those guys. And, of course, Dan and his son Caden are in the band together, which was pretty cool. So congratulations, guys. We're going to be spinning All Hail the Guardian from Iron Brigade coming up. But that's just one of the cool festival things that is going on. And of course, we just talked about Ingo Swann and their success earlier tonight. Just really cool to see the success. And here we're going to be doing, coming up in September, a whole preview show for the Josie Awards, because the Noble Hops, multi-time nominees, and how many other acts are in on that? Now, Michael Stover was showing he has 30-plus acts as part of his tree, but it's just been cool seeing the different folks that are in our local music scene. They've been popping up saying, hey, look, we got nominated.
Yeah, I mean, it's quite a showing. And a lot of these bands are going to be at the Band Jam this year as well, which is really cool. So it's awesome. I mean, it's awesome to see. Western Pennsylvania is going to make a mark. We have a whole squad of people going down again. I mean, I think we've already taken over one entire section there at the Grand Ole Opry, which is really cool. So just looking forward to it. And hopefully some wins come home from that. So yeah, we'll see.
Absolutely. Yeah, we'll be following closely. But, yeah, we'll be doing a full preview of a lot of the acts that are
so many Josie bands,
nominees.
We can just do a whole show of
That's
it.
Right. So stick around for that. That'll be coming up before the Josie Awards come up in September down at the Grand Ole Opry. And, Utah, you had an opportunity to run into some friends here recently.
Well, yeah, we had Brotherhood of the Jam on the show here just a couple of weeks ago. And they were talking about the Metal Massacre, which is just wrapping up this weekend as well. But they had mentioned how the lineup is determined for that festival, which I found very, very interesting. So I wanted to check it out and went, cause that's what it was. It was the lineup event. That's when the lineup for the festival was decided. And it was a kind of a points-based system, based on several key factors. And, so I'm going to be making a post about that. I'd be curious to get everybody's feedback. Very interesting.
Yeah.
And, something has been rolling around in my head, but it was cool. I went strutting through there, and all of a sudden, hey, there's the dude. You know, the whole band was there, and they were all amped up and ready to go. So yeah, caught this little remote with them.
This is Utah here, live on remote with the Grassroots Show on the Rock Station 97.7. I am at Twisted Elk here, and I ran into our recent guests, the Brotherhood of the Jam. They are all here. I believe it's the Metal Massacre lineup night, if you were tuned in that night. You heard him talk about it. And, what's up, guys?
What up, y'all?
How you doing?
There you you go. All right. So give us, our listeners, one more time what this is about exactly. You're the long-winded one. I remember you saying that.
It's me.
All right, Eric, take it away.
Metal Massacre is like a family reunion for metalheads in the Erie area and accepting all new family members. Y'all should check it out, man.
All right, but the lineup thing here tonight, what's happening here tonight at Twisted Elk?
All right, so we got everybody here that's going to be playing. Right.
Okay.
And then we got like this voting system that Metal Massacre put on. Really awesome. It was buy tickets, vote for your first choice, your second choice, and your third choice. So after they all did that, they compile all the votes together, and then they tell us what spot we're about to pick for.
Okay, so you get to pick your own spot based on how many points you got? All right, that's kind of cool.
Yeah, you got it.
Right. Yeah, all right, man. That's cool stuff. All right, and Metal Massacre, that's coming up August 1st and 2nd, or 2nd and 3rd?
July 31st.
31st.
August 1st. July 31st and August 1st.
All right, sounds good, man. All right, well, let's hear some Brotherhood. In the jam, man. All right.
Yeah. Rock on with your bad.
All right. Good seeing you guys, man. Take care.
It's hard. interrupt the frequency. It's not encrypted code. Seemingly so cold. Life will end if I lose control.
Station 97.7. Just the other day.
compass and a Sherman in my hand. Peach stump, peach tail, never failed. Must have been a dream. I don't believe where I've been. Come on, let's do it again. You. Feel like I knew how to feel.
Like.
7-7.
I've got a feeling we could be serious, girl. There's something about me, baby, you got to know. You got to know. I'd get off on 57 Chevys. I'd get off on screaming guitar. Like the way it gets me every time it hits me. I've got it rocking.
Seven Chevys.